Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Our guest is Jerry Zimica. He's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to get him back. He's the Vice President of Consumer Action for Strong Economy. CaseForConsumers.org, is that right? Did I say that right?
You got it right.
All right, so check it out, folks. Jerry, you mentioned 5G earlier. A lot of people hear about it, and you've been hearing stories about how wonderful it's going to be, and it is going to do a lot of great things, but there's great stuff about 5G, and then there's also limitations. For one thing, we have to remind people is that mobile – Your mobile connection, folks, doesn't connect itself to the internet. It's got to get to a fiber real quick, doesn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, there will be a fiber backbone to almost all 5G, and it's going to, instead of having the giant cell towers we see now that are miles apart, we're going to have small towers, I guess the size of anyone have a bread box anymore? maybe the size of a microwave. That are going to be, a yard, maybe dozens of yards apart.
Yeah. But there's a reason for that. It's because 5G doesn't transmit very far. It doesn't have a lot of punch, does it? It won't go through buildings like 4G will.
It is. The data is very heavy, so you can't really Hail Mary it from one tower to another. You got to kind of putter it along on these smaller cells.
But the heavy data means more clarity, better signals. Doctors will be able to perform surgery on the other side of the world if they've got 5G connections, right?
Absolutely, it'll be the data comparison will be a dripping faucet now versus a fire hose. So it'll just have all latency problems. Basically, it'll be data will be. Flow stronger than the cable coming into your wall right now. If you've got broadband, 5G across the airwaves will be a stronger, more powerful signal than that.
And so consequently, though, if you don't have plenty of broadband at the backbone, at the fiber, you can load up the 5G all you want, but if it gets to a narrow pipe on the backbone, it's just going to be like any other 4G, isn't it? You've got to have the big pipe all the way back, don't you?
Yeah, and we're investing billions right now. The various companies are, for example, AT&T and Verizon. And if the Sprint T-Mobile merger goes through, there'll be three vibrant national networks that'll all be working on an infrastructure. It's not going to happen overnight, but over the course of the next several years, it should get built out.
When will 5G be ubiquitous? What would you say it would be? 5 years? 10 years?
In 5 years, I think it's hard to say that. I would say in five years, you'll see it fairly common to where the services will be catering mostly to 5G,
we're going to have phones. My phone, my S6 won't. My Galaxy S6, I think I've got. Will I do 5G?
No.
I gotta have a 5G phone, don't I?
Right, just like the big TVs with the with the size of a crate,
right.
can't get the HD TV. So
right.
Yeah, they want us to buy a new phone every 9 months as it is. Mm-hmm. But eventually, people will have to when they upgrade their phones, they'll be all 5G ready.
Back to your world, the Sprint T-Mobile merger. Are you guys in favor of that? Have you been fighting that? What do you think?
Yeah, we don't think all mergers are created equal. We think that's actually a good one, where you have companies that have complementary resources.
Right.
The problem right now is that we have a duopoly where Verizon and AT&T have
the two giants.
the two giants. Sprint and T-Mobile are two niche carriers. Mm-hmm. They actually have to lease a lot of their broadband from these other companies. So having them merge their spectrum as well as their tech and their resources not only creates a third competitor on the national scale with Verizon and AT&T, but it's also, you know, good for the nation because we as a country have to win the race to 5G. We to have the proprietary technologies so that, you know, China, South Korea, and Europe are not the ones setting the tech standards that then we're all paying for.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Jerry, good job today. Will you come back another day and keep us posted on all this?
Love to. Thank you, all Jim.
Right. Jerry Simica, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. We'll get him back on another day. He did a great job today for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.